In the Syrian capital, Damascus, have attacked Press TV staff and killed one of our reporters. Press TV correspondent Maya Nasser came under attack while reporting on air just hours ago. He has been shot and killed by a sniper. Press TV and Al-Alam bureau chief Hossein Mortaza has also been injured in the attack. The two were covering the twin blasts in Damascus and the ensuing fighting. Well, as we've been reporting as our top story for the past few hours, Press TV's correspondent in Syria has been killed by snipers in Damascus. For more on that, we're joined from Beirut by Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi. He is the director of Hezbollah Mass Media. Mr. Mousavi, let's jump right in. Why are journalists being targeted and killed inside Syria?
Well, first, let me offer my condolences for the Press TV and for the Al-Alam TV, for the Iranian press agencies, and for all those who have been following the authentication of a news that comes from certain media outlets. We know very well that the battle in Syria and the whole changes that are taking place in the region is not only a battle of bullets and military battles. We know very well that there is a lot of propaganda that's trying to mislead the people, to mislead the public about what's really going on. We all know that during the first month of what was happening in Syria, it has only been depicted only as a kind of revolution, peaceful demonstrations or whatever. And we were able to see that these reports that have been coming from certain media outlets like Press TV and others have been able to be successful and to be among the vanguards and pioneers to unmask the face of the foreign conspiracy, the face of the Western intervention, and the face of all of those who are trying to destroy the country and to target the axis of resistance and steadfastness in this region. Targeting the Press TV exclusively and especially is sending a very strong message about the kind of annoyance, about how pain they feel, and how successful Press TV was and Maya was in unmasking the truth that is taking place there. The problem is that others are not only afraid of the public and the masses who are in a complete steadfastness with the position of the government. They are also afraid of the words. Words are very important in this battle. That's why they are being targeted. And we are sure that the martyrdom of our colleague, which we offer again our condolences for his sacrifice and for his death, we believe that is going to give a lot of and ignite the fuel for the people to continue to stick and to continue to steadfast to the truth and to unmasking the situation and the realities that are going on there.
Mr. Mousavi, who do you see as responsible for the deaths of journalists such as Maya?
Well, we know very well. We are in a turbulent region now in Syria, and we know that when we talk about responsibilities, we know very well that there are those who are trying to target the government, the Syrian people. So our martyr here has paid the price from his own blood, from his own life, and Press TV has paid again and again, sacrificed in this regard. And we can see only that. I did hear that it was a sniper. So you're talking here about an action that has been taken in purpose, that he was targeted exactly. And here we know that the people who were not happy about what he was telling are responsible for this. And this falls into the terrorist groups and into those who are targeting the civilians in Syria as well. We hold also responsible the Western governments who support this kind of rebels who are trying to destroy Syria and kill the civilians in this regard.
Director of Hezbollah Mass Media from Beirut, Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi. Sir, welcome. Excuse me. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.